French composer André Campra spent his life torn between the church and the theatre, a combination that was to prove problematic. Born in Provence in 1660 to an Italian father and French mother, Campra entered holy orders when he was 18. He moved to Paris and worked as choir conductor and composer at Notre Dame. This is when he first caused a stir, encouraging the authorities that the violins, which were regarded as street instruments, could indeed come inside and be part of church music. Campra really wanted to write an opera, something that was unthinkable as a church musician. His solution was to go incognito and publish a ballet opera, L'Europa Galante, using his brother's name. His disguise was not entirely successful, as the following lines from the Times suggest. When the archbishop finds out that Campra is writing an opera, then Campra will decamp. Alleluia. And decamp he did, in 1700, to dedicate himself to composing operas and ballets. He was to compose around 40 operas, composing in a style that he himself described as bringing Italian vivacity to French refinement. Typical of the generation of opera composers after Lully, Campra particularly enjoyed composing a good storm scene. Stage machinery had improved, and stage spectacles were the order of the day. Between Lully and Rameau, there are at least 20 storm scenes in French operas. The storm in Campra's opera Idomene is a turning point in the plot. Idomeneus, king of Crete, is on his way home from the Trojan Wars when he's caught in a violent storm. He prays to Neptune, who helps him on condition that he sacrifice the first person he sees when he reaches land. Tragically, this person ends up being none other than his son. The storm scene uses rapid scales ascending and descending in the orchestra and declamations in the chorus before the bass voice of Neptune calms the water. Here is the storm scene from Campra's Idomene, performed by Lazard Florestan under William Christie. That was the storm scene from Campra's Idomene, performed by Lazard Florestan under William Christie. This bonbon and many others can be found on the FMR website under Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.